Morning, everyone. Welcome to the Board of Public Works. Today is March 21st, 2012. Do we have any opening thoughts, Comptroller, Treasurer?
Thank you, Governor.
Good morning.
Monday, I attended the American Ireland Dinner in Washington. The Governor was there, and I was struck by the eloquence of the Prime Minister of Ireland. He spoke. And he was talking about spring and the equinox and how that brings light and life and an end to the dark days of winter and the northern, et cetera. It's only he could be so eloquent, Governor. But I was very impressed. And in my own small way, I am actually celebrating the fact that opening day is only 2 weeks away. And we're all anticipating, obviously, great success for the Orioles and for the Nationals. I have to psych myself up to say that. And I hope is it Buck Showalter? Is that the great manager for the Orioles? But I do note in our area that the Nationals in the Washington area, frankly, are going to end up in the World Series because they've got a great new team that they put together. But hope springs eternal, I guess. I do want to remind everybody that opening day is also right around tax day. This year, it is April 17th, thanks to Emancipation Day in Washington, which postpones it from the 15th. We very much want everybody to take advantage of the electronic filing. You'll get your refund within 72 hours. If you owe money, we'll let you pay it at the end of April rather than on the 17th if you file electronically. It's a safe, efficient way. Saves us a lot of money and a lot of paper. 29 million pages of paper are avoided this year because of electronic filing and other technologies. Last year, we had a record number of filers. Our goal this year is to have 75% of all returns filed electronically. Think of that. Given the reluctance of, you know, everybody wants to have a paper copy, but it's very satisfying to my agency to see the public change and, in fact, now embrace this new way of filing taxes. We have a website, MarylandTaxes.com, where we will prepare your state taxes free of charge if you go to that site. I know all of you have already filed, but for those of you that are delaying a little bit, like myself, until I have to, we're going to be holding an online chat on Monday, April 2nd, where we will answer questions. I'll have my tax experts there. It's always fun and informative to hear from people about what their questions and concerns are. So for those of you who, like me, procrastinate a little bit, April 2nd online, you can ask any questions and we'll get good answers to you. But thank you, Governor, and I'm delighted that you liked the Prime Minister's comments also.
Yeah,
I understand you were at the White House and all sorts of other great gatherings for the St. Patrick's Day is now a month-long celebration.
we had a little gig there last night. It was very nice. Everyone stayed in 10. We succeeded. We did our three songs for 15 minutes, whichever came first, admirably, and did not embarrass the people of Maryland. And Treasurer?
Well, I only wish I had been at the White House. It has been brought to my attention, Governor and Comptroller, that, believe it or not, March, among many other things, is purchasing month, not buying month, but purchasing month designated by the National Institute of Governmental Purchasing to acknowledge the professionals who work tirelessly, and they do, to uphold the cornerstones of good public procurement, transparency, integrity, fairness, and efficiency through competition. And I know we sometimes focus on procurements that are problems, but the fact of the matter is that buyers throughout the state government and local governments too award billions of dollars in contracts each year, mostly with little fanfare, with little public notice, but with competition, transparency, and accountability. It's absolutely essential. Of course, the government wouldn't work without them. The government couldn't work without them. These are the contracts that we use to build roads, build schools, serve the people every day. So I just would hope that having been notified of this auspicious event, Comptroller and the Governor, you would join me in having the board join the National Institute in recognizing the hard work and dedication of all the folks here and throughout the state who do our work well and quietly each day. And I would move that, if a motion is appropriate, I don't know, that be done. And Sheila, I know, is the chief procurement agency of the state, that you'll send out on our behalf our thanks.
And appreciate that very much. We will get something out.
Yeah. Seconded by the Comptroller. All in favor, signal by saying aye. Aye. Mm-hmm. All opposed? The ayes have it.
Thank you.
I will also point out that today on the floor of the United States Senate will be recognized one Barbara A. Mikulski, United States Senator from Maryland, for being the longest serving woman in the history of the United States Congress. And so we all applaud her.
Governor, could I just, I'm sure you were about to say, that not only is Senator Mikulski the longest serving woman in Congress, but she also is one of the very best. And the fact that she has lasted is testimony of the fact that she's accomplished a great deal. So it's not only for serving a long time, but for serving extraordinarily well. It just makes me a little itchy every time somebody recognizes her for serving a long time, period. She didn't just stay there. She, as you know very well, is doing something important and worthwhile for all of us every day. We're fortunate.
The excellence of many days. Mm-hmm. And always with a consistent message, fighting for our future. And this, in this last campaign, when everybody else was bumping into each other, trying to figure out how to give voice to the hopes and dreams, all you had to do was go back to the 1986 Barbara Mikulski red card. And it was all there. It was all about jobs, opportunity. Every family's home is important. So, all right, well, look. There'll be plenty of time for that later on today at the United States Senate. We are now going to go to the Secretary's agenda.
Good morning, Governor, Madam Treasurer, Mr. Comptroller. The Secretary's agenda comprises 10 items this morning. We are withdrawing item 6. We also have 3 reports of emergency procurements.
Great.
Comptroller moves approval, seconded by the Treasurer. All in favor, signal by saying aye. All opposed, nay. The ayes have it.
Thank you.
We now move on to DNR real property agenda.
Good morning, Governor, Madam Treasurer, Mr. Comptroller. For the record, Lisa Ward, Department of Natural Resources. Today we have 9 items for your approval.
Any questions? Hearing none, Comptroller moves approval, seconded by the Treasurer. All in favor, signal by saying aye. All opposed, the ayes have it. We now move on to the Department of Budget and Management.
Governor, Madam Treasurer, Mr. Comptroller, good morning. There are 11 items on the Department's agenda for today. I'll be happy to answer any questions you have.
Comptroller moves approval, seconded by the Treasurer. All in favor, signal by saying aye. All opposed, the ayes have it. The University System of Maryland.
Good morning.
Hi.
Any
questions?
Good morning. Joe Evans, representing the University System of Maryland. We have 10 items on the agenda today. Here to answer any questions.
Somebody want wanted to speak about something. That
somebody would speak on this one?
No, on the Department of Budget agenda.
Okay.
Anyone
have any questions on University System in Maryland? Hearing none, Treasurer moves approval. Seconded by the Comptroller. All in favor, signal by saying aye. Aye. All opposed? The ayes have it. We move now to the Department of Information Technology.
Good morning, Governor, Madam Treasurer, Mr. Comptroller. Elliot Schlanger, Department of Information Technology. We have three items on the agenda. I would like to withdraw item three. It'll be back next meeting. I'd be happy to answer any questions on the other two items.
It'll be back to the next meeting.
Correct.
Controller moves approval. Seconded by the Treasurer. All in favor, signal by saying aye. All opposed? The ayes have it.
Thank you.
Now we move on to the Department of Transportation.
Good morning. For the record, Beverly Swain-Staley representing MDOT. We have 10 items this morning as item 6 has been withdrawn and item 3 has been revised. We're happy to answer your questions.
Any questions? Controller moves approval. Seconded by the Treasurer. All in favor, signal by saying aye. All opposed, nay. The ayes have it. We now move on to the Department of General Services agenda item.
Alvin Collins, Secretary. Good morning, Governor, Madam Treasurer, Mr. Comptroller. The Department of General Services has 11 items on our agenda. And I'd be glad to answer any questions.
It looks like you may already have, up front, with all our able staff. I don't think this has ever happened before. Which reminds me of Monsignor Gingras' 6:15 a.m. Mass at Our Lady of Lourdes. He always prided himself. Being direct and to the point. Treasurer moves approval. Seconded by the Comptroller. All in favor, signal by saying aye. Aye. All opposed? The ayes have. Thank you very much. That was a wonderful agenda. Thank you all for your good work and fun.